started, and I had to get paper before I could leave. In case I'm wrong, I beg your pardon. All the days and the years, keeping on to achieving things you started destroying. You were testing strength I could not give to see you getting down. The thoughts that bring up disappointment. When is the day that I will die for you? Give to see you getting down. The thoughts bring up disappointment. When is the day that I will die for you?
Welcome to Sticky and Zook. Unfortunately, today we have no Sticky, but DJ T-Zook is here. Excited to give you all a wonderful hour of funky ear music things. Just vibes going straight into being injected into your ears, basically. That last song was I Had to Come Back Wet by Roger Fachar. I gotta guess, I'm not positive, to be honest. And the theme for today, as I would ask Sticky, but of course he's not here, which makes me sad. But so be it. The theme for today is songs with a story. Now that can either mean songs with a story to tell, ones that guide you on a journey of this, that, and the other thing, or perhaps songs that have a story behind them. So this guy, Roger was around and making music in the 70s, in the late 70s in Beirut, Lebanon. And most of the music was recorded on reel-to-reel tape recorders, half of which unreleased, and the other half circulated in hand-copied runs of less than 200 cassettes among his friends. This guy's awesome, incredible musician. Just passes his music around, a few hundred cassettes to his friends in Beirut. And just a few years ago, I think in 2021, I believe it is, they were released. The cassettes were released, basically an album. The most recent release being 2023 on Habibi Funk Records, which is just like, if that's the record company, Habibi Funk, you know you're doing something right. Yeah. So up next, we will have You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. It's rather sad, but I think it's a wonderful song. We've played it a few times here before because it's just great. Another phenomenal story of basically a box of master tapes that was in an escape sale. made it through a network of collectors, record dealers, and junkers, and eventually landed in Ohio soul expert Dante Carfagna, who linked them to Columbus, Ohio's mysterious pre-label. Turned out that this was just some of its... This was just an incredible album through a few incredible, like a wonderful soul group from the 60s. Yeah, hope y'all enjoy. Momentarily, y'all will enjoy. And I'm getting a call. Yeah. And enjoy, and I'll get your call in a sec, caller.
Oh Jesus, I love you, and I love Buddha too. Rama, Krishna, Guru, Dev, Tao Te Ching, and Muhammad. Why do some people say that there is just one way to love you, God, and come to you? We are all a part of you. You are unnameable, you are unknowable. All we have is metaphor, that's what time and space are for. It's the universe you thought. You are and you are not. You are many, you are one. Never ending, just begun. Alright. I love you and Buddha too. Oh Jesus, I love you, and I love Buddha too. Rama, Krishna, Guru, Dev, Tao Te Ching, and Muhammad. Why do some people say that there is just one way to love you, God, and come to you? We are all a part of you. Alright. I love you and Buddha too. Oh Jesus, I love you, and I love Buddha too. Rama, Krishna, Guru, Dev, Tao Te Ching, and Muhammad. Why do some people say that there is just one way to love you, God, and come to you? We are all a part of you. You are unnameable, you are unknowable. All we have is metaphor, that's what time and space are for. It's the universe you thought. You are and you are not. You are many, you are one. Ever ending, just begun. Alright, alright,
back to me. Gala, my friend, 'cause I'm gonna miss you. Gala, my friend, the world is full of misery, and the road you've taken, there's no end. Gala, my friend, come back to me. Gala, my friend, 'cause I'm gonna miss you.
Hello, we are back, ready to go. That was Who But Amanaz, the incredible Sam Rock band from the 70s. Now, their story is really, really awesome. Amanaz is an acronym, stands for Ask Me About Nice Artists in Zambia. They're just so wonderful. They were founded in 1973 in Kitwe, Zambia. Released their only album, Africa, which is Kala, my friend, was off of that in 1975. And they drew influences from American and Brit rock of the late 60s, early 70s, especially Jimi Hendrix, from traditional Zambian music, as is clear in the drumming and the vocals. They are simply wonderful, I think. Pitchfork journalist Nate Patron described Amanaz as both behind and ahead of its era, and therefore uniquely out of time. I think that's a really, really wonderful quote. Zamrock was this incredible music genre in the 60s, 70s, 80s in Zambia, which was basically a lot of this music from America. And the UK was getting there a lot later then, because it was overseas, it was harder to get to. It wasn't worth it for the labels to release music there, because there wasn't the money to buy millions and millions of albums. So they got this music a little bit later, and they kind of recorded their own version. Zamrock, really, is what it was. In closets and cheap ways, just however they could, and made really, really, really incredible stuff. So just go have a look. Look up Zamrock. It's just awesome. Next, we have a wonderful song. Big surprise, another good track. Next one's from Jeff Buckley, Mama, You've Been On My Mind. This is the 93 studio outtake, and this one is a fun story. It's a fun story about a friend of mine who co-hosts Songs with Words at another time of the week. and she's been with her boyfriend for 2.5-3 years now. They're simply the wonderfulest couple in the whole wide world, I like to believe. And this was the first or second, I think the first time they kissed, this song was playing, because of course you gotta remember that. And she did do the trick with the cherry knot, you know, the tying the knot with the cherry stem knot trick. I'm not saying this well, but she did that one. It worked, obviously. And now we have, I guess, Jeff Buckley to thank for their incredible relationship. Yeah, hope y'all enjoy. Sorry, we seem to be having some technical difficulties. What is happening? So I'm gonna keep talking for a little second. Apologies for that dead sound. I've been kind of having fun this hour. Once again, sad Sticky's not here, but I'm glad I get to play around and have a good time. And it still isn't working. What the heck? I think this was kind of a fun theme idea. Okay, this is strange. That's why.
Or maybe it's the
weather. Yep, sorry about that, y'all. Enjoy.
Perhaps it is the color of the sun caught flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you've been on my mind. I mean no trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading. Oh, saying I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bow down and bend, but yet. Well, mommy, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow. Where you been? Don't bother me. Oh, bring me down with sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. But mama, you're just on my mind. I am not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me. I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I can't pretend that I don't know. Mama, you're just on my mind. Up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind. Thank you.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. A Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased. Shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
Just love that song so heckin' much. That was Courtney Barnett's "To Preston," of course. She is really incredible. And an Aussie, which always just makes it kind of better, I'd argue. Yeah. What's up next? So that was clearly not a... I don't have much story for that one. It was actually one of the first songs I learned on guitar, and it's the first song I wrote, and the first songwriting book I had, like a little journal I had, was basically just that song, but my version of it, which was very similar, obviously. And, you know, it wasn't half bad. And, yeah, that was fun. I haven't been writing much music recently, but so be it. I've been doing other stuff and getting smarter in other ways. To whomever it was that called a bit ago, I'm sorry I missed it. I was struggling to work the phones. As you can tell, I've been having some technical difficulties. Please call back to 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or you can find us on WMFO.org, maybe? Something like that. Yeah, WMFO.org. Just go there and click. You can call. Call number. Google WMFO call number. And you'll be able to ring back. Please. And, you know, if you all want to give me some stories, give me some songs, that'd be great. I'm here. This is DJ T-Zook, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I wanted to tell you all about a little something that I personally am a big fan of. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, and throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. Thank you, CDC. It can be tricky when you have classes and professors who don't like it. But hey, the CDC told you, maybe do it. I take that sounded way too loaded. I didn't mean for it. Just, yeah, wash your hands. Up next, we have Sticky sending us a message from the faraway places that he is in. I don't even know where it is. I'm not going to lie. Next up is One Heck of a Story by one, certainly a band. This is Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf.
before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me a wife? Do you love me? Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it.
Les balais et les damas. c'est le jour de mariage. Le dimanche à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les parents et les sympathisants sont au rendez-vous. Les copains et les voisins sont au rendez-vous. Les foulées et Jedi sont aussi au rendez-vous. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les hommes et les femmes ont mis les beaux boubous. Les bijoux et les chaussures sont au rendez-vous. Les basins et les bourgonnants sont au rendez-vous. La mariée et le marié sont aussi au rendez-vous. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. C'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. C'est le jour de mariage. C'est le jour de mariage. C'est le jour de mariage.
That was, of course, Amadou Amariam, the coolest ever, maybe not ever. They're just awesome. They're a phenomenal band out of Mali. I've talked about them many times before. I did a project on them on one of their songs, Ciné Pas Bon, for a class over the first summer course on French popular music. The lyrics, Le dimanche à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Sundays in Bamako, capital city of Mali, it's the day of marriage. The djembes and the ndulus sound like they sound everywhere. The baras and the ntamas sound everywhere, played everywhere. The kora and the ngoni are also coming around. Sundays in Bamako is the day of marriage, and that kind of goes on. Parents and the sympathizers are coming around, the friends and the neighbors, the Fune and the Jidi. Mali music scene is incredible. I think I might play another one later today, near the end of the hour. They are just awesome. They're just an awesome band. They're a blind couple. They met when they were working in a home for blind children. And they basically played a bunch, and now they're married, and they've been married forever. They had a few different mixtapes out in Mali. Nothing crazy came of it. They were solid in Mali, but nothing crazy internationally. And this guy who worked for a big Paris label was going down to check out a band, and his friend was like, Mali is some of the best music in the world. You got to stay for longer than a few days. So he went. He heard about Amadou Amariam waiting for a bus at a bus stop, and found them, and basically did the most incredible things and brought them to Paris to become more internationally known. And it was really, really a beautiful thing. Next up, another, I know there's all these unknown bands. They're the coolest ones, I'm gonna be honest. Harumi is a Japanese artist. We don't know that much about him, but it's an album that was in the 70s, I think. 60s or 70s. It's super obscure. Like, nobody knows who Harumi was or is. It was found or maybe released then or found recently and released. It's super mysterious. It's just, like, awesome. There is, on Spotify in 1968, this was released. There's a few singles which aren't the same guy. But anyways, next guy is going to be awesome. Y'all are going to love this track. This is Hurry Up Now by Harumi.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is once again Zook of Sticky and Zook. Y'all are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for coming on for this hour. I've had a wonderful time. I've had a lot of fun. Played some tunes. Honestly, I think they're good tunes. That was Tina Riwen's Tumast Tincha. No idea how to pronounce that. I'm not even going to try to pretend that was anything close to anything. Tina Riwen, I'll make it quick because I'm running out of time. They are a Tuareg group. Tuaregs are a nomadic group of peoples across the Sahara. When you're listening to what they call Saharan rock, it's typically Tuareg music. They combine the most incredible, really just tunes and modes and instruments across Northern Africa with rock, basically. Rock, it always does its thing. It just combines different things and makes a beautiful, even better thing somehow every single time. Yeah, they are great. There's some awesome films about Tina Riwen specifically. They're very well known. But different groups, Tuareg groups and musicians under Sharia law, where basically radical Islamist groups take over towns across Northern Africa. It's a big thing in the north of Mali. There's a civil war there now. Because of it, there has been for a while, kind of separatist groups. But and oftentimes they don't let musicians play music which isn't Muslim music. So these musicians, basically under threat of having their tongue cut off, play in basements, underground, on the outskirts of town, just play the music because it's really just something that feeds their soul so wonderfully. Next up, we have Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club, which brought Latin music in many ways, really saw this resurgence of international Latin music. And as you know, arguably, we can thank Buena Vista Social Club for Bad Bunny in certain ways. Relaunched some careers. It's awesome music, music collective from Cuba. Here is Chan Chan, their iconic track.
Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. De Alto Cero voy para Marcané. Llego a Puerto.